Manch be damned, the big man cursed. You want to go back there, Usher? More fool you. Think the White Walkers would care if you have a hostage? He turned back to Bran and slashed at the strap around his thigh. The leather parted with a sigh. The stroke had been quick and careless, biting deep. Looking down, Bran glimpsed pale flesh where the wool of his legging had parted. Then the blood began to flow. He watched the red stain spread, feeling light-headed, curiously apart. There'd been no pain, not even a hint of feeling. The big man grunted in surprise.
"Put down your steel now, and I promise you, you shall have a quick and painless death,"
Rob called out. Bran looked up in desperate hope, and there he was. The strength of his words were undercut by the way his voice cracked with strain. He was mounted, the bloody carcass of an elk slung across the back of his horse, his sword in a gloved hand. "The brother," said the man with a grey, stubbly face.
"He's a fierce one," mocked the short woman. "Harley," they called her. "You mean to fight us, boy?" "Don't be a fool, lad. You're one against six."
The tall woman, Usher, levelled her spear.
"Off the horse, and throw down the sword. Well, thank you kindly for the mount and for the venison, and you and your brother can be on your way."